Hello and welcome again to Not Just a Raindao podcast. Today, Catherine is as usual with you and we are going deep into the next uncovered topic. I hope you enjoy my project and please, share my podcast with your friends. It will help me to discover new topics about LGBTQ+ society. Okay. Let's start. As extreme politicians in many states try to take away healthcare options for the transgender community, there is tons of false info going around. Beliefs that are completely untrue about trans people are inspiring laws from Florida to Missouri to Mississippi, which all have the goal of stopping young people and their parents from getting the mental and physical health care they need. Some of these bills even try to stop trans people from getting transition-related care until they are 21 or even older. These bans go against our rights to privacy and to control our own bodies, and they're based on wrong information. Here's the truth everyone should know. It's a fact that trans people of all ages are having great lives. Transition care helps make it happen. Media always makes it seem like our lives are only bad and full of sorrow, but that's not true. Age-appropriate medical care helps us have the best life possible. Trans people should be able to enjoy life and be who we are, and that's exactly what we're doing. Most transgender and non-binary youth who get transition-related healthcare still identify as transgender or non-binary when they're adults. People who say being transgender is a phase usually rely on faulty studies that mix up gender dysphoria and gender non-conforming behavior. Those studies throw in kids who don't fit gender roles with transgender kids, no matter how they describe themselves or if they have gender dysphoria at all. Studies just about gender dysphoria show really low rates of DESI stance. This new study found 98% of kids on puberty blockers went on to take hormone replacement therapy after turning 18. That means most young people taking meds to delay puberty are transgender and still are when they're adults. Those meds help them go through puberty without going through physical changes that would have upset them. For over 40 years, health professionals have been researching and providing transition-related health care. Evidence from years of research and practice reveals that transgender people with access to necessary care experience improved mental and physical health. Young people looking to transition medically have to get counseling and a psychological assessment first. The World Professional Association for Transgender Health suggests they figure out the psychological, family, and social things that go on before they start any physical changes. Medications and hormone therapy to help trans youth and adults have been around and studied by experts for 40 years. Cis kids also get these kinds of treatments for other medical conditions. The puberty-blocking drugs just put puberty on pause. If you stop taking them, puberty will happen. When it comes to medical procedures, it's all about the individual. Nothing is done without lots of conversations with experts first. For little kids, gender transition is mostly a social thing, changing their hairstyle, name, and clothing to match how they see themselves. For teens, any medical transition stuff like hormones or blockers is only done if it's right for that particular young person. Teenagers under 18 don't get surgery very often, and when they do, it's very specific. The medical staff looks at them closely and makes sure they get the best care possible based on what the research says. Everyone deserves good medical care, and young people should have their privacy as they decide what's best for them with the help of their parents, mental health pros, and doctors. Lots of studies show that trans kids who get healthcare related to their gender dysphoria have decreased anxiety, depression, and suicide attempts, and an increased quality of life. LGBTQ youth need acceptance and support. According to the Trevor Project's 2022 report, those who felt supported by their family had less than half the suicide attempts of those who didn't get support. Trans kids who can socially transition before puberty have normal levels of depression and anxiety. The American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics and other medical organizations recognize transition-related healthcare as medically necessary. It's a no-brainer. Acceptance and support literally saves lives. People who pretend to be worried about regret after medical transition don't understand what trans people's lives are really like. The majority don't even have access to the care they need. Trans folks should get proper, respectful health care to help them live the best life they can, and it's super rare that anyone regrets getting it. A study from the Netherlands with almost 7,000 trans people found that only 1% of those who got medical help as adults had regret, and no one under 18 did. You have to look at this fear-mongering about regret in the right way. Up to 30% of knee replacement patients regret it, but no one's trying to stop those surgeries. Research shows that the vast majority of people who transition medically are happy with their decision. Of the very few who have detransitioned, 82% did so because of external issues like not being accepted by family or facing discrimination at school or work. Most of those people only detransitioned temporarily because of what other people were doing, then they went back to living as trans people. Julia Serrano has it right: transitioning is about discovering what's best for you. Everyone should be free to express themselves however they choose, including having access to understanding transition-related care if they need it. Politicians have no business interfering with our health care or disrespecting our privacy. I hope you really like my podcast. Don't hesitate to share not just a rainbow with your friends and ask them to subscribe. I love you all. See you. Bye-bye.